continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress. Persecuted.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, once again, here we are, Father. Coming through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the holy place, all the way behind the veil, into your literal presence, my Father God, as you have summoned us, my Father. For you, it is you who have pointed unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, Father, which means that we can come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace in our time of need, my Father God. It is you who have invited us, my Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us the protocol, the proper procedure, how to go before the throne of grace and obtain that mercy and find that grace to help us in our times of need, Father. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of your word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and under the ministry of the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide us into the truth and the reality of your word, my Father God. I thank you, my Father God, that the work that you begun on the seventh day, you finished it, my Father God. It was finished on the seventh day, and you rested from all your works, meaning, Lord, that you are finished, my Father. And Jesus Christ, that you, who you sent to redeem our lives from the destruction that our forefather Adam sold us into, he hung, bled, and died up on the cross. And while he was up on the cross, he said these words, "It is finished." Hallelujah. So the work that you sent him to do to redeem our life from that destruction that Adam sold us into and restore it back to your original plan and purpose for our life, that work is finished. And then Jesus made a promise to all of us, his disciples, and to all of us, that he was going to send back the same spirit that was upon him, that anointed him to do all the things, Lord, that you sent him to do. He was going to send that Holy Spirit back to us so that the work that he did, we could do also, and greater works, my Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, that you finished, Jesus finished. Now the one that's at work in the earth today is the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into the reality of everything that Jesus Christ preached, taught, and said to all of us. So Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand and the work of that you are doing in the earth today. And we would ask you to fulfill the purpose for which Jesus Christ sent you to do in all of our lives, in our families, in our generations to come. Here we are, Holy Spirit. Here's our cup. Fill us up and make us whole. And as in always, Father, we are always careful to make sure that we give you all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the credit. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God out there in radio land. Also, man, super men and super women of the Most High God, you are also. Not only that, kings, that's rulers, and priests, that's spiritual representative. That's who you are. And one more, ambassadors of Christ, representatives of the anointed king, to represent everything that he is, everything that he came to do, and everything that he finished. Hallelujah. So I say it again. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, super men and super women of the Most High God. Hey, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hey, kings and priests of the Most High God. Hey, ambassadors of the Most High God. What an honor and what a privilege it is to join together with all of you out there in radio land and the sound of my voice for us to take our Father in heaven up on his invitation for all of us to come all the way into his presence. Hallelujah. And get everything that we have need of that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. And then not only that, we can come there, but more most important is we can dwell there. What David wrote to all of us, he said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide up under the protection of Almighty God, covered in his love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And not only can we come there, and he has invited us there, and we are there right now, God wants us to be conscious of this fact right here that it brings power and glory and honor to our Father in heaven and to us too. What's that, Brother Arthur? That we can dwell there. We can live there. We can remain there. Hallelujah. Where? In the presence of the Most High God, filled with the Spirit of God, operating in the Word of God, and allowing the Word of God to have its proper place in our lives, which will lead us into righteousness. And you know what the fruit of righteousness is? Holiness. And you know what holiness is? Being like God, living like God, talking like God, walking like God, being like God. Hallelujah. Until, boy, there is no place for sin in our life. I'm talking about the holiness of God. Hallelujah. For God has made us holy. He has made us righteous. He created us in holiness, in the beauty of holiness, hallelujah, just like him. And he's a holy God. And you know what he said? Be ye holy. Why? Because the Lord who formed you and made you, he's holy. And he formed and made you in his image and in his likeness, with his ability, with his power, with his authority, hallelujah. And then he tell us, be that, hallelujah. He wouldn't tell us to be something that we couldn't be. And he know that in and of ourselves, we can't accomplish that in and of ourselves now. He sent us everything that we have need of to accomplish that. He sent us his word, that's Jesus, and he sent us the Holy Spirit. That's the ability of God, the power of God, the character of God, the nature of God, the essence of God, all that God is. He sent them to us. Well, what precious gift? What? The gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, which brings the gift of eternal life and the gift of the Holy Spirit, which brings us the ability to walk in the reality of that eternal life that's in Christ Jesus. So I say it again, man. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God, kings and queens of the Most High God, super men and super women of the Most High God, sons and daughters of the Most High God, and ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, representatives of heaven in this earth. What an honor, what a privilege it is for all of us to come together on this radio broadcast, all of you on the sound of my voice, and go boldly to the throne of our Father in heaven and obtain everything that we have need of in this life. You know what that's really saying, what God is really saying to us? Come get what you need. If you need peace, come get it. If you need joy, come get it. If you need forgiveness, come get it. If you need healing, come get it. If you need deliverance, come get it. If you need provision, come get it. And come boldly to get it without any sense of guilt or condemnation. Hallelujah. Come get what you need, as long as it pertains to life and godliness and holiness and righteousness. He said, come get it. Don't leave without it. So if we go into the presence of the Most High God, allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us, man, don't let that, man, don't take that for granted. Take that literally as it is in truth, man, the word of the Most High God. And listen, heaven and earth going to pass away, but the word of the Most High God is going to abide forever. It's the most powerful force in the whole universe. All things was made by it. And without it, who? The word of God, Jesus, was nothing made that is made. So everything that God's going to do in our lives is by using his word, by the power of his Holy Spirit. So if he said in his word for us to come get, man, anything that we need that pertains to life and godliness, don't take that for granted. Let's go get our stuff. Let's go get what belongs to us. Listen, all of that belongs to us. We have a right to that. We lost that right to that in Adam's disobedience, but through Jesus Christ's obedience, man, that right, man, to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need has been restored back to us. So let's stop being just living religious lives, and let's start living, man, kingdom lives. And listen, God, in the Old Testament, God dealt with mankind, man, through religion. But in the New Covenant, man, God is dealing with us, man, under a new covenant, under new laws. They don't do away with the Ten Commandments. It established the Ten Commandments, man. He's dealing with us in a whole different way now. A whole different way. And, man, he wants us to know, man, and to partake, man, of this new covenant that you and I are under. And in partaking of that new covenant that you and I are under, then we partake of the divine nature of God and escape all the corruption that's in this world. Hallelujah. So, man, let's stop being mere men and mere women and be the mighty men and the mighty women that we are. Let's stop living, man, just mediocre lives and start living, man, kingdom lives, not religious lives. I told you God dealt with mankind in time past, man, through religious rituals and ceremonies and activities. But in this day and time, these men dealing with us, man, according to our sovereignty, our dominion, our raw power that we lost in Adam's disobedience that has been restored back to us through Jesus Christ's obedience. And boy, let me tell you something. You got an enemy to that don't ever want you to know that. That's why, boy, let me tell you something. His greatest fear in the generation that you and I live in is that, boy, you would rediscover, man, the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again, boy. His greatest fear is for you to ever come to the knowledge, man, of the gospel of the kingdom. See, that message has been hid in the graveyard of religion for at least probably the last 1,800 years. It's been hid. Where it's been hid at? In religion, man. In past dispensation, in past ways that God dealt with man. And we've been still operating in those past dispensations. In those past periods in history, man, when God was dealing with mankind in a particular way, under a particular responsibility. But boy, that's a different thing. Listen, you live in the dispensation of the grace of God. In the Old Testament, they lived in the dispensation of the law and the prophets. Listen, the law and the prophets have been fulfilled. I'm going to say that again. That dispensation has been fulfilled. The law and the prophets, what's the law? Hey, listen, man, with the law that God gave Moses. The divine law, those Ten Commandments that you know of, and the amendments to it. What's the prophet? The prophet prophesied, boy, all through the Old Testament, there's coming a Messiah. There's coming one, hallelujah. And they're talking about Jesus. Well, listen, man, Jesus didn't came. That was 2,000 years ago. And Jesus fulfilled the law, and he fulfilled the prophet. The prophets kept prophesying, every last one of them, boy, that's coming a Savior. That's going to redeem our life from this destruction, and that's going to, man, set up, boy, the kingdom of God on the earth, and he's going to sit on the throne of David, man, forever and ever and ever and ever. Well, listen, that's fulfilled. That prophecy that the prophet prophesied, man, about Jesus coming, he done came and gone. Came, finished what he came to do, and gone back up and seated at the right hand of the Father. The law that God gave Moses to give to the people of Israel, Jesus fulfilled every last one of them. That's why he said, I didn't come to do away with the law and the prophet. I come to fulfill that. And he fulfilled it. For what purpose? So that you and I can come back into God's original plan and purpose and destiny for our lives, his will for our lives. And you pray it in your prayers all the time, what the perfect will of God is. What's that, Brother Arthur? He said, Lord, let your kingdom come in my life. Not my kingdom. Not my religion. Not religion. Let your kingdom. What you mean, your kingdom? Let your governing influence of heaven come to my life. Why? Because when your kingdom comes, then your will can begin to start and being done in our life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And then to pray the next thing. Now give us this day, Father, our daily bread. What's daily bread? Everything that we have need of to help you accomplish that. What? Your kingdom, your governing influence, your will, your purpose, your desire, your original one that you have, for our lives. Let that come, hallelujah, in our lives. Let the kingdom come in our lives. Let the gospel of the kingdom come in our lives. Let us come back to the knowledge, man, of what this thing is all really all about. Who? It's about, man, you establishing your kingdom in the territory that you gave us dominion over, the earth. Let that come back. We lost that in Adam, but through Jesus Christ, it has been restored back to us. And then Paul prayed this, that we be filled with the knowledge of God's will, that knowledge, that information, that light, that we be filled with it, the knowledge of it. Filled with the knowledge of what? Of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And listen, not only be filled with it, but be filled with the gospel of it. What gospel? That comes from a Greek word, evangelium. It simply means glad tidings or good news. See, Jesus didn't, he preached the kingdom of God, but he preached the glad tidings about it or the good news about it. And you know what the good news about it is? That's our inheritance. That belongs to us. It was prepared for us even before the foundation of the world. And God established it on the earth, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And in Genesis chapter 3, man, he lost that through Adam's disobedience. But through Jesus Christ's obedience that God sent to reestablish that and to restore that and expand that, man, he came and he did that. So that you and I can come back, come out of religion, and come back into, man, the will of God. What they were, Adam and Eve had a relationship with God. They weren't operating in no religion. They weren't operating, man, in no ritual ceremonies. They weren't having church as we know it. They didn't have no choir and no preaching and no apostles, no prophets, no evangelists, no pastors, no teachers. Wasn't none of that in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. All that God's permissive will. For what purpose? To get us back into his perfect will. So God permitted all those things to take place. Hallelujah. All in his plan and purpose of getting us back into his perfect will. Well, boy, you won't have no need of man, or apostle, or prophet, or evangelist, or pastor, or teacher. Why? Because you'll be taught of God. The way God was teaching Adam and Eve in the garden of Genesis 1 and 2. Man, the Father God was the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the bishop, the pope, the everything. Hallelujah. And they weren't having church as we do, had knew it. They were being the church. They were being that single out people, man, the single out one that God had singing out in all his creation to carry out his will in this territory called earth. They were being that. They weren't having church. They were being the church. Hallelujah. And boy, God in our generation, man, is filling us with the knowledge of what his will is for our life. Listen, that don't mean that all the things that we've been doing and operating in religion is wrong. All it simply means, all I'm simply saying is, there's a going on in God. Say that again, brother. There's a going on in God. Let's don't just stop and get preoccupied with the means. Let's go on, man, through the means to the end. It don't mean that you discard the means and throw the means aside, because you can't get to the end without the means. So we operated in the means, but what we forfeited was the ends. What? The purpose for the means, the purpose for the ritual ceremony, the purpose for the law, the purpose for man, the prophet, the purpose for all that. And what was the purpose for all that? God's plan of restoring his perfect will back in his earth, man, to his family of sons, his mighty men and mighty women, his supermen and superwomen, his kings, his rulers, his queens, his ambassadors, back to the earth. What's God's will? That it be on earth just like it is in heaven. How is his plan to accomplish that? Through you and I, his family of sons called mankind. What's his strategy for accomplishing that? To fill you and I with the Holy Spirit, with the ability of God to do that with. You can't do that in and of yourself. Adam and them tried it. They covered themselves with leaves, you know, and God said, that ain't going to get it. So God, man, you know, provided a covering for them. He took the leaves off them, man, and he put on them, man, you know, a blood covering. Suffice it for the time being until he can get, boy, the original blood covering, the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, that will cover our sins for all eternity. All the other blood covering and the rituals and everything that they did in the old covenant, that was just types and shadows of the real thing that was to come. And they provided, man, the atonement for mankind for the year, but they still had the consciousness of sin. So all of that, like I say, in the old covenant, what God permitted will, what God permitted to happen, man, until, boy, what the Bible called the fullness of time. Fullness of time don't have nothing to do with date or year or month, nothing like that. It had to do with when everything is in place, when the setting is right. And the Bible say, boy, when everything was in place and the setting was right, then God sends forth his son. What do you say? In the fullness of time, God sends forth his son, made in the likeness of sinful man, yet without sin, and redeemed our life from that destruction. You know what the redemptive work of Jesus Christ? That's the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's a means. What? Listen, if you're not careful, you get preoccupied and keep preaching, man, the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. But there was going on from there. What? The purpose for God and Jesus redeeming our life from that destruction is so that we could have restored back to us, boy, the perfect will of God. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, help us to gain and get the revelation of that so that we can come out of religion back into our relationship. The one that Adam and Eve had with God before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They wasn't operating in religion. They was operating in relationship. The Holy Spirit, I pray that you would lead all of us out of religion. Let me say it in a bit better way. Through religion, not in religion, through. Through me and go in and come out. And through the religion, back into the relationship. A personal relationship that every last one of us can have with our Father in heaven, with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you, the Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us into the reality of that so that we can know that we know that we know beyond any shadow of a doubt who we really are. The mighty men and mighty women, sons and daughters, so that we can know where we really come from the Father which art in heaven, so that we can know why we really here. To establish God's will upon the earth, so that we could know the true potential that we have, that we can do that through Christ Jesus our Lord, and so that we can know where we really going to end up at, in heaven, on earth, forever and ever and ever. And the whole earth is filled with the glory of God, and it's on earth like it is in heaven, and our Father is dwelling with us, forever and ever and ever and ever. And the will of God, the fulfillment of it, the consummation of it is done. Hallelujah. And we are living in the kingdom of heaven on earth forever and ever and ever and ever. Help us, Holy Spirit, to grow in the knowledge of that with all wisdom and, most important, spiritual understanding. For Solomon wrote in his word that get knowledge and get wisdom, but in all you're getting, get an understanding. So that we can understand. Father, listen, help us to understand, not just know and get knowledge of it that we derive mostly from our five sense reasoning, sense knowledge, but help us to get revelation knowledge. Knowledge that's revealed to us by your Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Spiritual knowledge, hallelujah, of what this thing is really all about, Father, so that we can begin to walk in the reality of what it means to be the mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. And thereby, Lord, bring glory to you, my Father. Manifestation, Lord, of you in the earth, Lord. Your kingdom come, Father, and your will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Now continue, Father, to give us on a daily basis our daily bread. Everything that we have need of to assist you in accomplishing that. Let us get off of our works, my Father God. Cease from our works. For many are the plan in our heart, but it is your purpose that will prevail. And allow us, Lord, to get in on your work. Not so much, Father, as what we can do for you, but help us to get in and on what you are doing in and through and for us, my Father God, so that we can be operating in your perfect will, Father God. As far as our shortcomings and our faults and mistakes, Father, forgive us of our trespass, even as we forgive all those who trespass against us, my Father. And lead us not into the distraction and the temptation that's in this world that will try to hinder us, Lord, from being all that you created us to be. Deliver us from the sin and the evil that is in this world, Father God, and lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, my Father God, for your name's sake, Lord, for your reputation, my Father God. Deliver us from all the sin and evil that's in our life. Why, Lord? For the kingdom is yours, and the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And Lord, we decree that. We pray that. We decree that. And we declare that. And Lord, so shall it be in all of our lives. And once again, Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for everything that you are doing in the earth, even through us, my Father. What an honor. What a privilege. So you, Father, who have begun a good work on the inside of us, we humble ourselves under your mighty hands once again, and we say, Lord, complete that which you have begun in us, my Father God. And we love you, Father, because you first loved us, my Father God. And help us to love one another, Lord, in that same way. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be in all of our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, listen. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. God is doing a thing in the earth. They say God is doing a new thing, but it's not actually a new thing. It's the old thing. It might be new to us, but it's really the old thing. What? He's finishing what he started. He's finishing what he started. He started something in mankind's life in the first two chapters of the Bible. And it got interrupted in the third chapter, man, through by a wicked angel who went bad, the devil. You know the story, how he came into the Garden of Eden and deceived mankind and got us off track. Hallelujah. But that don't nullify what God is doing. Just because Adam and Eve, man, rebel against the known will of God, it don't mean that the will of God is not going to be done. Ain't a devil in hell can stop what God doing. It might can stop what you doing and what your church is doing and what people is doing and what mankind is doing and what politicians are doing and this world system is doing, but it can't stop, man, what God doing. That's impossible. And if he said it, he's going to have it. If he spoke it, it's got to come to pass. Why? Because ain't no word that been gone forth out of his mouth going to return to him, boy. Listen, the first word that went out of God's mouth concerning you and I, let's make them in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and everything that creepeth upon the earth and over all the earth. And then saying God blessed them and told us men to be fruitful, productive, and to multiply, produce a whole lot, and to replenish. That means, man, it's distributed, man, over all the earth. And then it say, and control it. What do you say? Have, man, live, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. That means, man, control the whole thing. That's the word that went out of his mouth, man, concerning you and I. That's the first word that he spoke concerning you and I. You think what a devil did can make that word of none effect? The devil is a lie, man. God said that, man. And if God said it, man, it is true. And it got to be. And it got to come to pass. And all you and I have to do is get in on what God said. That's how important the word of God is, and for you to know the word of God for your life. That's how important it is, man. That's the most powerful force in the universe. What Paul prayed, Father, I pray that they all might be filled with the knowledge of your word, your will. Hallelujah. Most believers in church, they love the Lord, you know, and everything else, but they don't have a clue about the word of God. They don't know the word of God. If you don't know the word of God, then you won't know the will of God. I used this as an illustration one time, a long time ago in our church, man, when we was in Houston, man, you know, the demonstrate to the congregation, man, how less and how much we don't know the word of God. I told them, I say, turn to your Bible, man, to Hezekiah chapter 10, verse 14. And boy, you should have seen them flipping, man, through their Bibles, man, looking for that. Hezekiah chapter 10, verse 14. And boy, they were looking and looking and looking and looking, man. Then I told them, hey, y'all got it yet? And they say, no, we don't have it yet. I say, go to the table of contents. And they went to the table of contents, and they started searching through there, man. And to their amazement, they kind of know that, man, they know Hezekiah chapter 10, verse 12 in the Bible. They ain't got no book called Hezekiah in the Bible. I say, hey, the Lord just wants you to know and understand, man, that, man, that you really don't know the word of God. Because if you knew the word of God, then you would know off the top, man, hey, Brother Arthur, ain't no Hezekiah in the Bible. Ain't no book thing called Hezekiah in the Bible. I think God just wanted to let us know, man, you know, and let you know, man, how important, man, it is for you to know the word of God for yourself. He said, don't put your faith in the wisdom of a man, but search the scriptures to see for yourself whether what the man is saying is true or not. You got to know this word for yourself. Our responsibility is to help you men grow in the knowledge of that word. He gave gifts to men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, until we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a full man, unto a statue of Christ. What our responsibility is apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, to help you know the word for yourself, to help you discover, man, your purpose for yourself, so that you can know who you are. Not based upon man what we say, but for you to know for yourself. Yeah, but some people say, I can't read. Let me tell you something, man. The Holy Spirit, man, bear witness with your spirit. He will lead and guide you into all the truth. They didn't have, listen, in Jesus' day, they didn't have, man, the New Testament. But boy, when the word was spoken to them, boy, the Holy Spirit bear witness, man, with their spirit, that it was the word of life. In other words, man, even if you can't read, man, when you hear the word of God, the Holy Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that it is of a truth, the word of the living God. And all you got to do, man, is, man, agree with it. Some people don't know how to read that well. You ain't got to know how to read the Bible to know the word of God. When you hear it, then the Holy Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that it is of a truth, the word of the living God. Hallelujah. So there are many, many ways. In fact, you ain't got to know how to read. The way technology is today, all you got to do is hit your phone on Google. You ain't got to be able to type. And hit on that little button, man, where it says speak, the speaker part. All you got to do is say, show me in the Bible, man, what such and such is. If you hear something, show me in the Bible where Jesus Christ preached the kingdom of God. And, man, you know, through technology, man, this scripture will come right on up, and it will read it to you. So there ain't no excuse for you not to know the word of God for yourself. It'll read it for you. It'll read it right back to you. All you got to do, man, is even on your TV, man, go to YouTube or something else and say, hey, play, man, Matthew chapter, the book of Matthew. And, man, it'll come up on your YouTube. It'll come up on your Google. It'll come up on with the technology that we got. It'll come up on your phone itself. And, man, it'll read the word of God to you. Why? Because God wants us to be filled with the knowledge of his will, man. He don't want us, man, to just keep operating in religion, man, and going to church, man, and listening to sermons, man, and then going back out into the world and, man, remaining the same, just a religious group of people. That was all good in its place, in its time, in its dispensation, in its period in history. But, man, that, like I told you, like my pastor Liddy in Houston say, man, that's going on in God. Till we get, man, go through and get past the religion, man, and go through the gates of thanksgiving and go through the course of praise and go through the church service, the holy place and everything else, all the way into the presence of the Most High God where you have an audience with God yourself, personally, so that you can know him. See, listen, the majority of the believers, they don't know God. They know of him. They know about him. But they don't know him. They haven't had a personal encounter with him, a personal relationship with him, so that they can know him for themselves. That's important in the development and the growth of our life, man, as being productive, man, citizens of the kingdom of God and productive people in this earth. And only then, man, can we help others to reach their maximum potential, too. You got to be growing in your potential. You got to be knowing, man, who you are and what you can do. And where you going to end up at, so that you can inspire others, man, to reach them, to know who they are and where they come from and their purpose and their potential and their destination. Glory to God. Hey, listen, I'm going to say this right here, and some of you might, man, think I'm arrogant and everything else. Let me tell you something. And I ain't putting down no other ministers and no other broadcasts and nothing like this here. But boy, this 12 o'clock broadcast that you hear every Saturday, man, on KAYTFM radio, boy, that's one of the greatest messages that you could ever hear. Listen, we don't have a one assignment on here. We ain't come preaching no sermon. We come preach the gospel of the kingdom to you, man. Why? Because God knows, man, that you bored of that information. You don't know a whole lot about that information. You know a whole lot about Jesus. You know a whole lot about the Holy Spirit. But you don't know nothing about the kingdom. That's why God put us on this radio broadcast. We didn't. I tell about somebody say, what you talking about, Brother Arthur? I'm just speaking, man. You know my foul language. They call it speaking in tongues, man. Yeah, listen, I'm just speaking the perfect will of God. Your understanding might be unfruitful. Nevertheless, it's the perfect will of God. And I can interpret that for you, what I said. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. What he told us at the beginning of this broadcast, that we can come boldly into his presence and obtain mercy and find grace to help us when we need it. Help us, Father, to know this message that Jesus Christ come preaching, this gospel of the kingdom. Help us, Lord, to come back to rediscover that message of the Bible, that treasure that's hid in the field, that man that caused a man to go sell everything that he had to come back and purchase that field with that great pearl in it. Those are some parables in the Bible. Help us, Lord, to rediscover, boy, the gospel of the kingdom. Let me tell you something, boy. The little ministry that we have here in Bunker, boy, Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, we're in the process of restoring our building, our facility, man, back up and everything else, so we could have, man, a physical location, not on this radio broadcast, but a physical location, man, that being that we can have and reach our community, and through our community, man, reach other communities, and through other communities, man, and we reach the parishes, and through the parishes, reach the state, and through the state, reach other states, and through the other states, reach the country, and through the country, man, go to the ends of the earth. The Bible says this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. That's the spoken word of God. That's the prayer why God raised up Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, man, to help the church rediscover the gospel of the kingdom. And by the way, you know, my God supplies all of our needs. When you're in the will of God, you ain't got to worry about how you're going to make it and how you're going to get this done. Our little building over there is 98% pretty much completed, and we got a little bit more work to do on that building right there and everything else. And let me tell you something. I say this, and I'm not begging you for no money or anything else, but if you would like to get in on what God's doing and help us to restore that ministry, man, you know, or that building, man, back up so that we could, man, not only reach you through these radio broadcasts, man, but reach the world, man, then it would be, boy, a great importance to you and a blessing, man, not just to us, but to you, too, for to help us complete that work over there. What you saying, Arthur? If you would like to contribute or donate, man, anything to the finished work of that project, man, that God is restoring in the Bunker, Louisiana area, then, man, let me tell you something. Feel free, man, you know, to seek the Lord about it, to pray the Lord about it, and if God will have you, boy, to assist us, whether it's financially, whether it's through your prayer, whether it's through your words, man, of encouragement, whether it's through your word of prospering, God prospering through our lives. They ain't necessarily got to be finances. You just pray and speak the blessing of God over our lives. Speak, man, the love of God over our lives. Speak the fulfillment of, man, that purpose over our lives, man. Speak, man, great things, man, concerning this ministry and what God is doing into that life, man. And if, man, by chance, God would say, well, hey, listen, I want you, this man, to support them financially too, then, man, do that too. Like Jesus' mama told them at the wedding, whatever the Lord tell you to do, then do that. And listen, I want you to get a pencil and a paper, you know, before this broadcast is over with, because, you know, I guess we got about, 20 more minutes left on here. And I'm going to give you a phone number. And if you would like, man, to pray for us, if you would like, man, you know, or let us know that you're praying for us, or let us know that you want to help in any area, man, financially, through your kind word, through your prayers, in any way, man, then you feel free to contact us and let us know that. It would be a tremendous blessing to us to know that, boy, we have the support of, boy, the people that we are ministering to through this radio broadcast. Listen, the name of our ministry is Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. We're located in Bunky, Louisiana. You know, our contact number is area code 713-870-3776. Again, that contact number is 713-870-3776. If you don't have anything to write with, man, you know, then, man, get you a pencil and paper. We got about 20 more minutes left on this broadcast, you know. But then I'm going to give you that number a couple more times on this radio broadcast. Listen, we've been on here, man. We started this radio broadcast way back in 2012. And then we went off the air for a few years. And then we came back on. We've been back on, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years now, you know, Saturday after Saturday after Saturday, you know. And let me tell you something. It costs us to be on here. But it's one thing that I know through experience that, hey, listen, man, if it's God's will, then it's God's bill. And God has provided for us, boy, to take care of that, man, week after week, month after month, year after year after year. Why? Because it's an everlasting kingdom. And of this kingdom there shall be no end. And this ministry is going to be on this radio broadcast as long as this radio broadcast exists. Why? Because God know, boy, that the world and the church have need of the gospel of the kingdom. You don't find that in everywhere. And like I say, I'm not discarding or coming against none of the ministers and everything else that preach, man, the word of God. That ain't wrong. That ain't bad. Our Lord are means to the end, to the gospel of the kingdom. So listen, I ain't discarding or disregarding no ministers, man, that don't preach the gospel of the kingdom. They preaching the word of God, and thank God for that. Why? Because that's the means. And like I say, you can't get to the end without, man, without means. So you have that. But there's a going on in God that through the means, man, you get to the end. What's the end? Not the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the means. Not the good news about Jesus Christ. Not preaching, man, how Jesus Christ died up on the cross and everything after that, man, you know. Don't stop preaching that. But, man, go on, man, to the reason why, man, that is. What that, man, listen, Jesus told the disciples, he didn't tell the disciples, man, go tell the world about him. He told the disciples, man, go preach this gospel of the kingdom and cast out devils and heal the sick. Listen, you can preach the good news about Jesus and the people don't know nothing about the kingdom of God. But when you preach the kingdom of God, then the good news about Jesus is automatically contained in it. The Bible says, man, the last chapter of Acts, in the last three verses, man, of the book of Acts, it says Paul stayed in his hide house for 2 years, and he received all those who came unto him, and he preached unto them the kingdom of God, and he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. In that order. He didn't just preach Jesus to them. He preached the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven to them first. He preached the good news about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven to them first. Then he taught them about Jesus Christ. What you saying, Arthur? So you can teach and preach about Jesus Christ and the people don't know nothing about the kingdom. But when you preach the kingdom, then the good news about Jesus Christ is automatically contained in it. Because, man, listen, that's the way into the kingdom. No man come to the Father except through Jesus. So when you preach the kingdom of God to them, man, then, man, you automatically, man, going to preach, man, Jesus Christ to them. But if you just preach Jesus Christ to them, then they might not know nothing about the kingdom, or they might be the byproduct of your messages and everything else. You might mention the kingdom of God in your message and everything else, but you ain't teaching and preaching the subject matter, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven as the subject matter. Most ministers preach the Bible in the light of our redemption. And again, don't misunderstand me, man. That ain't no evil thing. That ain't no bad thing. That's your call and that's your purpose to preach that, man. And God bless you in doing that, man. And God prosper you in doing that, man. But, man, that's a means that leads to the end. Not just the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. And that's what God put this radio ministry on this broadcast, on this radio station for to preach to you, man, the gospel of the kingdom. Listen, that's our assignment. I don't have but one message. Many aspects of it, but every time you tune in to this message right here, you're going to hear the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. What's that? All of the kingdom of heaven, your inheritance that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world, I come in to to regain it and to restore it back to you. And, man, you know, to equip you with the ability, man, to establish it on your on the earth in your circle of influence and to advance it on the earth in your circle of influence so that why? So that this gospel of the kingdom may be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. The Bible says, and then the end going to come. When the end going to come, nobody know the day or the hour, like the scripture says, but we do know when it's going to come. When? When this gospel of the kingdom, not the gospel of Jesus Christ alone, but when this gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached in all the world, every pattern of arrangement, it preached into the political world, the hip-hop world, the drug world, man, the every world, the financial world, the educational world, the social world, every arrangement that's set up upon this earth, that's what the word world means. The pattern of operation, the systems that operates in this earth, the sports world, the financial world, the economic world, the agriculture world, all the world that's upon this earth. The Bible say this, boy, all the world has become one with the kingdom of our God. Hallelujah. When? When this gospel of the kingdom is preached into it. Because let me tell you something, whether you know it or not, everything that you're searching for, everything that you're looking for, everything that you desire, that utopia, that perfect world that you're searching for, hey, let me tell you something. You're searching in all the wrong places. Do you know where that utopia is? You know where that perfect governance system is? You know where that perfect educational system is? You know where that perfect social system is? That perfect man? Everything in every world is upon earth. You know where that's at? That's in the kingdom of heaven. That's the utopia. That's the perfect world. Where is that? That's in the kingdom of heaven. That's the utopia, man. That's what you're searching for, a better life, a better world, a better police system, a better governance system, better politicians, better men. All that's in the kingdom of heaven. And the Bible saying, if you seek that first, what? The governing system, man, or the way heaven operates and begin to operate in that, and everything that you have need of will be added unto you on a daily basis. So the utopia that you're searching for, you might be searching in all the wrong places. Well, where is it? It's in the kingdom of heaven. So if you want to find that utopia, then start seeking, man, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And I guarantee you, you'll find it. And not only will you find it, you will find entrance into it. And you know where the entrance into it is? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be like Nicodemus once you, man, discover, man, that utopia. Nicodemus seen Jesus, man, operate, man, and Nicodemus would just watch Jesus and sit down and observe Jesus. You know, Nicodemus was a religious leader of the religion, man, called the Pharisees. He was a mighty man of God in his day and time. And boy, Nicodemus heard something and saw something, man, that he didn't see in his religious rituals and ceremonies. Boy, he saw Jesus casting out devils, healing all manner of sickness and disease, raising the dead, setting the captives free, opening blind eyes and unstopping deaf ears, and causing the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. And every time Jesus would do this thing, man, this is what he'd say, hey, that's your inheritance. This belongs to you. You deserve this. You rightfully deserve this. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven, I come to bring the kingdom of heaven back to you and bring you back into the kingdom of heaven. And ain't no devil in the kingdom of heaven. Ain't no sickness in the kingdom of heaven. Ain't no disease in the kingdom of heaven. Ain't no dying in the kingdom of heaven. And I come to restore you back to that. I didn't come in to join a religious organization. Jesus never joined the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the Herodians or the Sanhedrin Council or none of the religious orders of his day and time. Why? Because that ain't what he come to do. He didn't come to establish another religion on the earth. He come to restore the kingdom of God upon the earth. And Nicodemus saw him doing all them things. He said, good God Almighty, this man, he had got to come from God. And Nicodemus tied a lamp around his waist 2 o'clock in the morning, pitch black dark in that time. They had no electricity like we have just now. But it was pitch black dark except for the light of the stars. And Nicodemus said, I got to find this Jesus. And he went searching for Jesus. Boy, and he knocked on Jesus' door 2 o'clock in the morning. The disciples said, who is it? He said, it's Nicodemus. And they said, what you need? He said, I need to talk to the master. I need to talk to Jesus. And boy, they got Jesus, man, and Nicodemus said, good master. You can tell what Jesus, what Nicodemus asked him by what Jesus Christ's answer was to it. Nicodemus said, good master, I see you doing all these things and living this mighty way. I know that you're a man that comes from God. How you get in this kingdom that you're preaching and that you're talking about? Because, man, I want to be more than what I am, a religious leader. I want a man be like you. I want to be able to be a blessing to the people like you are. I want to be able to cast out devils and heal the sick and set the captives free and the recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty all those who are bound. And Jesus said, Nick, if you want to get into this life right here, then you got to be born again. Not of the will of man, but you got to be born, man, again. You were born one time, man, just like God in Adam, but you died in Adam disobedience. But I come to fix that up for you, man. And, man, you got to be born again, man. Not of the will of man, but of the will of the Spirit. You got to have a spiritual rebirth. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. After you died spiritually, now you got to be born again. Spiritual rebirth by the water and the Spirit. First he told him, if you be born again, you cannot see this kingdom of heaven that I'm preaching. The word see means not just looking at it with your eyes. It means you won't be able to understand it. That's what the word see means. You won't be able to understand this. Why? Because it's spiritually discerned. And you're spiritually dead. You were born spiritually dead in Adam's disobedience. But boy, I come to give you a new birth so that you can be born again of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The way Adam originally was born, of the Spirit, born of God. For a purpose, so that you can come back, man, and be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all spiritual understanding. For what purpose? So that you can know what is the hope of your calling and the exceeding greatness of the power that can be made available to you, too. The same power that God wanted to use to raise me from the dead and to cast out devils and to preach this gospel of the kingdom to the whole world and to set at liberty all those who are bound so that, man, you too can do the same thing that I do. And just like the Father sent me, I send you. And just like the Father sent me filled with all of the essence of God and the person of the Holy Spirit, then, boy, when I finish doing the work that I do, I'm going to send you back the same Spirit so that the work that I do, you can do also. Glory to God. Glory to God. Brother Arthur, what are you talking about, man? I'm preaching to you, man, the good news about the kingdom. I ain't just preaching to you the kingdom. I'm preaching to you the good news about the kingdom. What? That you can be born again, too. That you can be born of the Spirit, too. That you can get back into God's perfect will for your life, too. That you can find that utopia, man, that perfect world, the kingdom of heaven. You can find that too. And not only can you find that, but you can possess that. You can live in that. That you can come through religion, man, and come in back into the personal relationship, man. How, Brother Arthur? Man, by being born again. How you get born again? Not of corruptible seed, not of corruptible word, not a permissive word, but when you can be born of the perfect word. When you hear, man, the seeds of the kingdom of heaven, like what you're hearing right now, you hit your spirit, man, then a conception will take place. Listen, man, men and women have sex all the time, but they don't get, man, the woman don't get pregnant every time they have sexual intercourse. But one of them times when they have sexual intercourse, boy, that seed hit that egg. And when the seed hit that egg, then a conception take place, boy. That's why we come up on here, man, saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over in different ways, but the same message, boy, the gospel of the kingdom. And, boy, you keep on listening and you keep on hearing it, then one day, boy, I'm talking about, boy, that seed going to hit the egg. What, the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the gospel of the kingdom. What the egg? That's your spirit. And they're going to hit that spirit and a conception going to take place. Hallelujah. And you too will be born again. Not of the will of man, but of the will of God. And you too will gain access and entrance into the kingdom of God, that utopia the kingdom of heaven, that utopia, that perfect world. And you can begin to live your life from there. Hey, listen, if this message is a blessing to you, and like you would like to support us in any area, like I mentioned earlier, man, here's our number again, man. It's Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry, Arthur and Gail LaVasse Ministry, here in the Bunker, Louisiana area, you know. And I trust that this ministry is a blessing to your life if you're a regular listener of it, you know. And if you want to contact us or help us, man, you know, in any way, man, to bring this message to the end of the earth, to help us restore our building over here that we're working on now that we got 98% complete, you know, you can contact us, man, at 713-870-3776. Once again, that phone number, our phone number, is area code 713-870-3776. And if God put that in your heart and it crossed your mind or your heart to do that, let me tell you something, that ain't the devil. That's going to be God speaking to you. And if you will be obedient to what God say, well, I promise you something, man, it's a tremendous blessing in it for you. God said this, man. He said, listen, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless Kingdom Life Fellowship, and I'm going to bless all those that bless you. So you'll be setting yourself up for a blessing. If you pray for us, you'll be setting yourself up for more blessings. For more, I'm talking about, man, God to answer your prayer. If you support us in your kind word and your encouraging word and speaking the blessing of God over our lives and our ministry, then God will see to it, man, that the same thing be spoken over your life. If you will support us financially, man, and paying for everything that it costs for us to get this message to the ends of the world. Listen, the message is free, but to get it to the ends of the world and this radio broadcast and through man different means and through our building and everything else, that costs something. And God's going to supply that, but he used people to do it through. And if you allow God, man, to use you to be a blessing to what he's doing, then God will see to it that you'll be blessed too. Be not deceived. God not mocked. Whatsoever man sowed, that shall he reap. If you sow financial blessings into what God is doing, I ain't talking about just anything, into what God is doing, then, man, God got guarantee you that he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that it won't even be room enough for you to contain. So listen, if the Holy Spirit speak to your heart and assist in this ministry, don't just listen to it, man. Support it. Be a blessing to it in whatever area. And listen, man, it don't matter, man, about the amount. Ain't no amount too small, ain't no amount too big. Like what you call it, say, this ain't about trying to raise no money or no tithe or nothing like that. Whatever God put in your heart to give. If it's two pennies like that little woman gave, man, if that's the best you can do, then that's more greater than the word month who got millions and just put in $100 or $200. So it ain't the amount that matters. No matter how big or small it is, it's your obedience, man, to what God will speak to your heart. It's where the blessings is at. Hallelujah. Again, our phone number is area code 713-870-3776. If you didn't get anything to write this number down, you can always Google and ask them what the number is to KYT88.1 FM radio. And you can ask the people when you call there, you can call and get their number. You can Google their number and get their number. And you can ask them about, man, Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, the ministry that come on every Saturday from 12 to 1. And listen, through your support, if you choose to support this ministry, then we will take those funds, man. We just on one day a week. We will take those funds and we will apply toward, man, coming on more days in the week, man, so that we can reach more people. So that more people can be filled with the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom of God to their life, being a blessing to them. Glory to God. So listen, you know, again, my wife, Gail, and I and my family, we love you with the love of the Lord. That's one love, unconditionally. It don't matter what. It don't matter whether you join in with us, support us, even if you speak evil against us. We still love you. Can't nothing separate us from the love of God. It can't nothing stop us from loving you. It ain't nothing going to stop us, man, fulfilling the will of God for our life. And that's, boy, to do everything within our power to be a blessing in and to you and your family through these radio broadcasts, through our church service that we're going to be having, hopefully, man, starting in the month of July. Listen. We love you with the love of God, and we pray God's best for your life. Again, that number is 713-870-3776. God bless you. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.